to take care of. And our first item of other business is Peachtree Acres final site plan.
This is a revised site plan for a 76-unit assisted living facility for patients with brain trauma to be located off Lewis Georgetown Highway. The site plan has previously received preliminary approval by the Planning Commission on December 21st, 2017, and final by staff on September 11th, 2018, but has since been, since then, a building has been removed and the interconnectivity to the parcel to the east. Ownership of this project has changed, and with it, some changes to the site design and the removal of interconnectivity with the intent to possibly include connectivity in the future. After the Planning Commission meeting of May 9th, 2019, it was brought to the staff's attention that the zoning was incorrectly read into record as CR1 instead of AR1. Interconnectivity is not a requirement of the two parcels zoned AR1. However, the parcel owner has agreed to include a blanket cross-access easement in the record plat for any future interconnectivity. Tax parcel is 235-30.00-58.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. All right, and my apologies for the mess up last meeting. I was busy getting married, so I apologize. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations.
That's probably the best excuse I've heard.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sure it's not a problem.
All right, so this just means that they're going to keep it open so that interconnectivity, it's going to be on there saying that yes in the future. All right, I'm okay with that. Then is everybody else okay with that?
Sure.
All right, then, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final site plan for Peachtree Acres as amended that to include a blanket cross access easement.
For potential interconnectivity in the future.
Interconnectivity in the future.
Thank you.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Peachtree Acres final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse Amenities Revised Preliminary Amenities Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary amenities site plan for the construction of a golf clubhouse, restaurant, golf cart storage, and other site improvements. The plan modifies the preliminary site plan approved by the Commission at its meeting of September 14th of last year. The changes consist of creating golf cart storage building, relocating the clubhouse building, and the parking lot layout. The revised preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning code. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.01. The zoning district is MRRPC, medium density residential planned community. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse Amenities, I move for approval of the revised preliminary amenities site plan with final site plan approval by staff.
No, by the commission. Right. It's an RPC.
By the commission,
just for preliminary.
After the receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Okay. I have to abstain.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside Golf Clubhouse Amenities Revised Preliminary Site Plan, revised preliminary amenities site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 3-0 with one abstaining. Our next item is site plan number 19-21, Iris Downing preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed transitional home and an existing dwelling and other site improvements to be located off of Wild Cherry Street. The Planning Commission approved conditional use 2172 on March 14, 2019, and the Sussex County Council approved the use on April 16, 2019. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the conditions of approval. Tax parcel is 230-26.20-18.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-1921 Iris Downing, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan. Did you say that you have received them?
No.
With final site plan approval by staff after receipt of all agency approvals.
What? Oh, go ahead. You were going to second it.
Yeah, I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve site plan number 19-21 Iris Downing as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.
Chairman, just one thing. When you all staff meet, I was looking at this. You might want to talk to them about relocating that dumpster because it's right on that property line, you know, on the back. I didn't want to have that affect the, you know, the motion or anything, but just it's not even any setbacks on it. So see if they can do that.
Our next item is lands of Gary Chorman, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create one lot measuring 3.09 acres and a residual lot measuring 22.48 acres plus or minus to be located off of Pickering Drive. The tax parcel ID is District 235, MAP 22, Parcel 23.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for the lands of Gary Foreman with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Lewis. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I'm sorry. For lands of Gary Chorman. For lands of Gary Chorman. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Lewis, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create three lots from an existing 10 plus or minus acre parcel located off Armory Road. Lot 3 will contain the existing poultry houses and composter on 5 plus or minus acres. There's record of permits and certificates of compliance for the farm buildings. Tax parcel is 233-11.00-207.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of Robert, lands of Lewis. For some reason, I just want to get ahead this evening. Lands of Lewis, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Robert Maltese and Brian Stiles, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create two lots from an existing 6.1944 plus or minus acre parcel. The conceptual plan, if approved, will be reviewed by staff for compliance with the zoning code prior to any final approvals. The tax parcel is District 230, MAP 22, Parcel 38. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. The reason we put that note in this is that the plan doesn't, it needs further work prior to becoming final. So we put that note in there to reflect that. So
okay, it wasn't just me.
Yeah, it doesn't look like normal preliminary subdivisions you normally see, but it was fit to bring. So
I was going to ask, but you pointed out. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Robert Maltese and Brian Stiles with the final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve lands of Robert Maltese and Brian Stiles, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-32, Tampachi Homes, Feet Farms, LLC.
I'm going to ask that we defer on this one for further consideration. Does anybody have any other thing to bring up? I mean, as I was looking through my notes, I found three spots in it where it talked about the soils there. And one of them, even their person on page 85 said, or 86, in conclusion, you know, we can use the soils with judicious and, you know, coordinated use. I mean, so
this was kind of my concern about it as well, even though I granted it's low density, but it's clearly in the middle of a agricultural area, preservation area. I want to go back and review all the soils information too, because I came away with the same feeling that
you did, I thought they were saying soils weren't very good, you know, just to start with, and the 33 more septic systems in a on soil that's maybe not ideal for it would be a concern for me, but the applicant testified to the contrary, so we'll have the opportunity to go back and look at it, I guess.
Yeah, let's go back and read through it again. So, yes, so I'm asking for a deferral for the consideration. A second vote.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-32, Tim Bocci Farms of Wheat Farms LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2173, Ray Richardson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2173 for Ray Richardson, even though he didn't bring us treats, for a catering business. Based upon the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will occur in a building located behind the existing residential structure that is on the property. Two, the applicant has a great deal of restaurant and food prep experience. Three, all food prepared on site will be delivered off site. No food service will occur on site and there will not be any customers on the site. Four, the use will not adversely impact adjacent properties or roadways. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application and the applicant stated that his neighbors are all in favor of it. Six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall only be used for preparing food for off-site catering. B, the catering preparations shall occur within the 20 by 24 square foot building shown on the preliminary plan. C, as stated by the applicant, no signs shall be permitted. D, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance approval. E, any dumpster located on the site shall be screened from view of the neighboring properties or roadways. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2173, Ray Richardson, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I meant to say aye as well.
Okay. Well, we'll duly noted.
You got a full house.
Or nothing. Okay. All right. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2174, Madeline Treasure.
We have just received a request to pull the conditional use for that application by the property owner.
Okay, then.
That's never had that one happen before.
Mr. Robertson, can we do that? I mean, can we pull it at any time?
I know in our code it just says if we don't receive a request at a certain time, you have to vote on the request to withdraw the application.
Well, they've requested to withdraw it, so I think the proper thing to do would be you all to just vote to approve their request to withdraw and allow it to be withdrawn.
All right, then.
You want a motion?
Sure.
I make a motion to
accept their withdrawal.
Accept the request to withdraw.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to accept the request to withdraw the application for conditional use number 2174, Madeline Treasure. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right,
I guess
then.
You are a good neighbor.
There you go. Okay. Our next item is conditional use number 2175, All Automotive LLC.
Make a motion to defer.
This one I would say I would request, a deferral only because we've got a fairly standard set of conditions, no junk vehicles, tend to apply for places like this.
Okay. Yep. Also, I second that.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2175, All Automotive LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, while they're still here, don't read that deferral to mean anything, just so that the commission can craft a motion with appropriate conditions.
It's seldom. It's
95% of the time they defer for further consideration.
So that he can write it up properly.
Give him a chance to write something.
So it'll be on another agenda, probably the next one for planning and zoning.
Okay.
So don't forget you have another hearing also.
Yeah, you have another hearing. I'm not sure I'd buy any more stones, but you have another hearing.
So.
You together.
We're trying to make it look nicer.
I said, well, it's up to you. I'm just saying. It's up to you.
Thanks.
Stones are not a problem. Okay. Our next public hearing was the change of zone number 1879, William Paraga. Now, I got a little problem with this. It is incumbent upon the applicant to create a record. And I'm very concerned that there basically was no record created. They just came in and said, I'd like to have this change of zone. Now, I'm not saying I feel that to the point of, you know, just wanting to reject it out of hand, but I guess it's as much a question for you, counselor, as it is for anyone else. I mean,
yeah, no, that's, you have to make a record. I guess the question for you all in this case is, you know, whether the record speaks for itself versus what he said, you know, because in this case it's next to property that was zoned C1 and outside of town, you know, it's sort of, and we saw that on the map, so.
And I get that. That's why I'm saying I'm not suggesting that it should be rejected out of hand, but it just concerns me that when the applicant doesn't create much of a record for us to go on because it's challengeable.
No, that's true.
But anyway, that being said.
Okay, so in any event, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, like, opening ourselves up to almost like a bigger precedent or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the problem is just, I mean, legally, if they don't make a record, if an applicant doesn't make a record and somebody should appeal that, the court's going to say, was there sufficient information in the record? All-inclusive, meaning everything from the maps to what the person says to any testimony, is there enough there to support whatever decision you make? You know, and unfortunately, a lot of times people don't realize that. They really carry the burden of giving you all the information that you can rely on to make a decision so that I can make that decision stick if we're in court someday, you know.
Exactly.
Now, this one, I will say this one, because I agree with Mr. Wheatley 100%, this one's also somewhat unique in that, you know, given its location.
And I think the adjacency of other,
yeah,
I mean, that is the part that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1879, William.
Paraga.
Thank you. I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
The move seconded that we defer action on the change of zone number 1879, William Paraga. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. That concludes our agenda for this evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Have a safe Memorial Day.
Yeah. Okay, being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Mr. Hopkins hit it right on the nose tonight. Look at it.
Man, I knew it was.
I knew I was dead.
Yeah.
I knew I was dead. Yeah.